Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking the bait over and over and over and over again. That's what happened last night. Chad Urban, Chris Tubbs is here. Tubbsy is here. No Harrigan. Dave back with us next week. If you're listening 24 hours ago, that was one of our first topics. Talking about the debate beginning the show yesterday. I raised the idea to Dave and to Textures. How much will Kamala Harris offer up a little chum in the water to get Donald going? And she did it throughout the debate. And very few times did he ever show any discipline. So this is another reminder. Donald Trump is candidate. Donald Trump's campaign manager. He's the communications czar. He's the whole bleeping thing. So when there's talk of, well, we want Donald to be more disciplined, get out of here. That's not who he's going to be. But last night, everything Harris did to get him going about crowd sizes and you name it, I can go through the list. I've got it right here. But you know it by now. It's 12:09. You know it by now. And he kept getting more frustrated, more angry, more bitter. And that was the side of Trump we saw last night. And I thought when she came out and gave her first non-answer, and we're getting to the non-answers because they are plentiful for Kamala Harris last night. She seemed very nervous to me. I apparently, Tubbsy, have a radar detector at my house and can watch people on TV and can determine if someone is nervous. But once she got him going the first and second time, she went, I'm back as a prosecutor. And this guy is in the palm of my hands. So, decisive victory for Kamala Harris regarding the debate. What does that mean for the results? You tell me. 651-461-9226. Because you can look at a lot of debates before. And I mean, think about Obama's first debate against Mitt Romney. Romney crushed him. Crushed him. Who won that election? I believe the man who won that election was Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, by most accounts, the first debate in 2016, won that debate by a significant amount. Last time I checked, Donald Trump won the election. The first Bush-Kerry debate, that was Kerry. And a lot of times it's with Bush and Obama, it's the incumbent president. They haven't debated in a long time. They think, hey, Chris, I'm the president. How much work do I need to put in? So, yeah, clear cut.
Kamala Harris won that debate last night. But Chris Tubbs, you go first. 651-461-9226 in the StylesFinancial.com talking text lines. What does it really mean for the election results on November 5th? Because so many things are still going to happen in this election. By the time we get the Sunday talk shows, it's Wednesday. I'm reporting exclusively. It's Wednesday. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 2-3 days?
Yeah, there's so much yet to be determined. And last night, I think all of the noteworthy sound bites came from Donald Trump, but there were a lot of questions unanswered by Kamala Harris. And I think the one thing that people are kind of wondering, it's like, well, the fact checking on, you know, it was.
We're gonna get there. So hang on.
Okay,
on that.
Okay.
We're going to get there.
But yep. Yeah, there are.
Let's stay with what does this mean
okay.
for the results?
Because, I don't think it means
anything. Let's just kind of review, right? The Trump folks who are more loyal to him than any other politician out there, they don't agree with me, by the way. They don't agree with me that it was a decisive victory for Harris. They're not going anywhere. The folks who are incredibly loyal to the Democrats, well, they were going to vote for Harris already. So who does it swing? Because let's remember, how many states are really going to decide this? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia,
Arizona?
Maybe Arizona, maybe North Carolina. There are some other ones that are maybes, but in the end, I think they're still going to come back home. You don't have to have, if you can switch about 100,000 people total in 4 or 5 of those states, maybe it's even 150,000 total, then Trump wins or Harris wins. It's that small. Because Harris is going to win the totality. Every Democrat's going to do running up New York and California. So when the national polling is close right now, that should concern Harris voters. So who are you going to do? Are you trying to get the undecideds? And how many people is that? And maybe you're trying to get some of the traditional conservatives who find Trump loathsome as a person, but agree with core conservative principles and think Harris has more character, but they really can't stand her politics.
Yeah, which one of them is going to be more important? Is it staying true to your conservative values, or is it realizing that the Republican Party that we hear has now evolved into the MAGA wing? Which one of those is more important to you? And I think it all depends on, you know, what is your one thing, right? What is your primary goal? What is your primary topic that you are going with? And, you know, as for the undecideds, Chad, like, I don't know at this point, you've got two completely polar opposite candidates with completely polar opposite agendas. What are you undecided about, I guess, is my question.
I mean,
for those people out there.
It's a fair question, but they are out there. They're out there, and a huge group of that is the never-Trump Republicans. There also are, I'll tell you others, there are centrists. I'm raising my hand as one who's not ever unwilling to tell you I'm a centrist. 2019 policies of Kamala Harris, here's how many times I'm voting for those policies, for her, if those are her policies. Zero. That's just too far left for me.
Yeah,
that for me personally, that's too far left. And that's an example of non-answers, which we're going to get to when we come back too. But I want to pause here and I want to hear from you through text and phone call. 651-461-9226. If your objective, I think, and by the way, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just a talk show host and you get to completely disagree with me. I think it's clear that Harris won that debate and that the folks who are closest to Trump are like, Donald, really? We're going to the eating the pets. We're going to the 2020 election. We're going to everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. You know, we're going with she hates Israel. Yeah. We're going with those. They don't want him doing that. They want him pointing the finger at the Biden-Harris campaign, the economy, and where is she standing on issues? Did she just, is she going to flip and flop constantly? But he, you know, he just went and played his hits, and he's playing to his base. He's got his base. That wasn't his audience, but he fell back to it when he grew frustrated. So in the end, who was influenced last night, and what does it mean for November 5th? 651-461-9226.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 21 past 12. Our friend Rena Sargentopoulos is with us. In about 15 minutes or so, we're also going to talk about the debate with two excellent guests. Congressman Dean Phillips is going to join us by 105, and former Republican Congressman Vin Weber is with us at 205. So I'm saying, in my view, it's not close. Harris decisively won. But what does it really mean for the election itself? Because we're sitting here on September 11th, and we're going to talk September 11th. At 2:35, also 23 years ago, as you just heard in CCO Significant Moments. We got just short of 2 months. Who knows what's going to take place? And I pointed out other candidates who, by most accounts and by multiple polls, lost the first debate, and then they still won. So what does it really mean for the election itself? 651-461-9226, call or text. Jeff has called in. Jeff, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hi there. So, Chad, like you, I'm a moderate, but I loved the debate last night because for months and months, if not years, we've watched Trump say all this stuff that isn't true, and nobody was able to call him on the carpet and say, this is wrong. This didn't happen. She put the bully in his place. And it was so awesome to watch.
So were you uncertain as a moderate, as a centrist, were you uncertain which way you were leaning vote-wise? Because if you're calling him a bully, and he absolutely can be a bully, it seems to me, just talking to you now for, 27 seconds, it sounds like you were leaning Harris already.
Absolutely. There was no way I would vote for Trump. I've never voted for Trump. But I haven't voted for Republican in probably 30 years.
Well, that doesn't sound like a moderate to me, then. I mean, it sounds like you're a Democrat.
No, I'm an independent. If there were decent Republicans, I would love to vote for them. And I have in the past, but it's been so long because of what the Republican Party has come.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call. Among the texts, how did she specifically win? By what metrics? Number one, my opinion. That's what I said multiple times. And there are multiple polls out there showing that she won. You don't have to agree. This is from a texter who is a passionate Trump supporter. No problem. You don't have to agree. And I'm pointing out where other individuals who lost the first debate ended up winning the election. That's why I think it's a great talker today. It turned out to be memorable. Not as memorable as Joe Biden's no-show, but in the neighborhood, close to that, among the texters. I don't think Trump picked up significant votes with the debate. He spoke to conspiracy theorists and refused to take a position on Ukraine. Okay, let's just go to that one for a second. Donald Trump and this dynamic with Vladimir Putin. once again when passionate Trump supporters wonder why individuals like myself and others say, what exactly is going on with Trump and Putin? That is a prime example last night. Could you imagine Ronald bleeping Reagan asked twice last night, is it in the U.S.'s best interest for Ukraine to win the war? And Trump says, I just want the war to end. Yeah. No bleeping kidding, we want the war to end. But this isn't a pick'em race. This is, you're on Team Ukraine. By the way, a country that's not flawless, that has plenty of corruption, not perfect, but it's not led by Vladimir Putin. That is an absolute no-brainer. Now let's, I'll get to more text. Now let's get to the role of the moderators. I thought it was notable, and I pointed this out multiple times on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show. When Lindsay Davis and David Meir stepped in and fact-checked Donald Trump multiple times. Multiple times. Let's be honest. If you want to be objective here. Donald Trump lies like a fire hose of water. I got it. Plenty of other politicians lie. Joe Biden's exaggerations slash lies are going up by the day, too. No one is close to Donald Trump, in my opinion. Don't have to agree. So he gives you ample opportunity to fact check. And when you're stepping in and when you're not stepping in, that is an incredibly difficult call. And we're going to get to that with Major when he joins us on Friday, because when Bash and Tapper stepped away from that in the CNN role, Major felt like there were times when they could have stepped in. So to me, if you're going to fact check either one, you know what else you do? If you ask a question and either candidate gives you a non-answer, then you follow up with the question. As an example, when Donald Trump, again, went with the same nonsense, how is it possible since he came down the escalator in 2015 and he still doesn't have a specific detailed plan to replace Obamacare? He still didn't. Now, what did he say last night? Concepts of a plan. I have concepts of a plan for a lot of things in my life. But David Meir followed up and asked him, do you have a plan? So let's review on the vice president. Opening question when she was nervous, in my view. Are we better 4 years ago than now? Total non-answer. Didn't come close. Immigration. If you could go back to the start of this administration, would you make any changes? Complete non-answer. Afghanistan. As we just honored the 13 who died and then had the Trump controversy, non-controversy at Arlington. What would you do differently? Complete non-answer. I'm sorry. If you're going to check in and fact check and you make that decision, which is defendable, then when someone completely avoids answering the question and just criticizes the opponent, which Harris did, then you follow up. Then to me, it's an absolute no-brainer. And I can only imagine how many dozens and dozens of meetings with plenty of people at ABC saying, what are we going to do when Trump goes off as he does? And by the way, Juan A. Harris's reputation is the word salad non-answer. And she gave multiple last night and didn't answer the question. And that's where, if you are a Trump supporter, I think you have the right to be ticked off. Was it rigged? Get out of here. This is me, the same person who hosting a show here in town for 34 years, will, when I get the texts and the calls, the ref screwed us, the ref screwed us, the ref screwed us. Unless it's on about the last play, you have many other opportunities to win the bleeping game. Donald Trump had numerous opportunities last night to be more on point, to be more insightful, and not to get to eating dogs and cats. But this is where, again, be objective. If Muir and Davis are going to fact check him, including sarcasm check him, then when she doesn't answer, you jump in, okay? Among the texts, all of Trump's answers were non-answers. Not all of his answers. They were bizarre. He was just playing his hits. That's what he's doing. More texts. Chad, what you say? I'm a non-answer from Kamala, but can policy positions even enter the conversation when Donald Trump says things that should be instantly disqualifying? I mean, again, when he last night is asked about a world leader and respect and goes with a thug like Viktor Orban, that's when there has to be a lot of Republicans saying, really? That's the world leader you're going to be citing? But he loves that. We know this. He loves powerful, authoritarian, borderline dictator type of situations. That's what he's in for. More text. There's definitely a win by the landslide, but honestly, it doesn't mean anything to voters. Maybe the diehard 2025 people that heard him say it's not his, maybe they were affected. That's a fairly good point. I saw Caitlin Collins interview a couple days ago, the leader of Project 2025. By the way, Donald Trump, here's another lie, 100%. When he's acting like he doesn't know about 2025 and he wants no part of 2025. If you believe that, you believe I've got the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean in my backyard. They are trying to refute it because the Democrats are having success. I'm sure there are some people, because there's a ton of Trump people, former Trump people, and yes, if he wins, future Trump people, who are tied to 2025 are saying, hey, buddy, we're your most loyal people. We're with you no matter what. And you're burying us on this particular one. Really? But he's playing that part. All right, we're going to get back to the debate multiple other times. Dean Phillips, 105, former Republican Congressman Vin Weber at 205 in your text all throughout. Our friend Rena is next on CCO.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.